Okay, honey. The kids are finally asleep. Are you ready? She's almost here. Okay, have you got her resume? Yep, that's the one. Let's take a look. A photo attached and everything. Very professional. She's pretty, isn't she, honey? You can't hide it. She's exactly your type, I know. A pretty college girl with that gorgeous red hair. And look what she's wearing in this photo. That top, That top is just dying to show off that cleavage. I can tell you like her already. That'll be her now. Well, hello there. You must be Abby. Come in, come in.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Sorry about the time. My bus was running late.
Oh, don't worry about it. We've only just gotten the kids to bed anyway. I'm Brianna, and this here is my husband. You spoke to him on the phone.
Oh, yes. Pleased to meet you, sir.
Oh, isn't she so polite, honey? Such a sweetie. Now, come into the lounge room. Just sit down and make yourself comfortable. Now, if it's all right with you, Abby, we'd just like to start with a little interview. You know, get to know you a little bit better.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can ask me anything.
Wonderful. So, first things first, why do you want to babysit for us?
Oh, well, money, I guess. I mean, honestly, I've just started at college, so I'm just looking for something part-time to help pay the bills.
Of course. And what experience do you have in babysitting?
Well, I've got two younger brothers, so I took care of them a lot when I was growing up. Our mom's been a single parent since I was little, so I got a lot of practice helping raise them. And when I was in high school, I did some weekend babysitting for our neighbors as well. You know, they had a couple 10-year-olds. Hmm. They were pretty bratty, but they liked me.
Well, that sounds very promising. We have a boy and a girl ourselves, 6 and 7, but they've always been well-behaved, so I don't think you'll have much trouble with them. Do you have any questions there, honey? No? All right. Next question, then. Do you have a boyfriend, Abby, or a girlfriend? It's just, we've had experiences in the past where a babysitter would invite their boyfriend over to, you know, keep them company after putting the kids to bed.
Oh, well, I don't really have a, he's not my boyfriend exactly. Just a guy I've been kind of seeing, but no, you don't have to worry about that. I promise. When I'm working for you, it'll be just me here.
Well, that's very good to hear. Very reassuring. Do you have any more questions for her, honey? You're satisfied? Well, so am I then. Just a few more things then, Abby. First, can you fit your fist in your mouth?
Well, wait. Wait, I'm sorry?
When you open your mouth nice and wide, can you fit your fist in?
I guess I've never tried.
Never? Well, let's just find out now then. Hold your hand like this. And see how deep you can take it.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but I just don't see what that has to do with me babysitting for you.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry. We should have explained. Well, you see, this job will be a little more than just babysitting.
What do you mean?
Well, why do you think we're paying such a generous rate? A lot of it will be spent taking care of the kids, of course. But if we hire you, you'll also be taking care of my husband from time to time.
I'm still not sure I understand.
Well, to put it bluntly, after 8 years of marriage, we found that he just has a much higher sex drive than me. Isn't that right, honey? That's right. Now, he's a wonderful husband, but after we spend a night out, he's usually ready to go while I'm just ready for bed. So, as our babysitter, you'd also be responsible for taking care of those urges at the end of the night.
Oh my gosh. I'm not sure what to say.
Well, would it be a problem, Abby?
I really don't know.
Are you attracted to him? It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to be shy, sweetie. I'm not going to be mad. So, Are you attracted to my husband?
Oh, well, maybe a little.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I could tell when you walked in, you were eyeing him up and down. There's just something about married men that makes them so alluring, isn't there? I don't blame you at all if a few naughty thoughts fluttered through your head as you saw him.
Well, he's your husband, though. Are you all right with that?
Oh, of course, sweetie. And, well, I'm glad you like him because, oh, I know he likes you. Right, honey? We were just admiring your picture before you came in. You know, he's always been fond of redheads.
Oh, well, thank you. But what was that before? About the fist?
Oh, right. Well, you see, my husband is very generously endowed. So it's important that anyone we hire be able to take his full girth.
Oh, I see. You mean like giving...
Mm-hmm, that's right. Blowjobs. Oh, my poor dear just can't get enough of them. But it's always been too much for me to handle more than one or two a month. As our babysitter, you'd be servicing him at least once a week.
Oh.
You have given a blowjob before, haven't you, Abby?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean a few, I suppose.
Very good, then. So let's see how wide you can get your mouth open. I'm afraid there's just no sense in hiring someone who won't be able to fully satisfy him.
I'm sorry. I'm just having a hard time getting my head around this. I mean, I thought this was just going to be a babysitting job.
Well, yes, that is certainly part of it. As for the other responsibilities, I know it's a lot to take in. We can just finish it up here and give you a ride home if it sounds like it's going to be too much, Abby. No hard feelings.
Well, I didn't say it was too much. I mean, your husband, he...
Mm-hmm. Go on, sweetie.
I mean, I guess he is kind of cute for an older man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, sir. What I meant is I've just only dated people my own age before.
Oh, don't worry about it, Abby. You don't mind, do you, honey? See, he does not take offense. Because really, the only difference there when it comes to age is experience. And my husband is very experienced.
Okay. Well, then maybe I could try. But...
What's wrong, sweetie?
Well, it's just... Wouldn't it be easier to tell if I can fit his dick if...
If? Oh, well, honey, she makes a good point. What do you think? I can tell you like the idea. All right, Abby, come give us a practical demonstration. Come get on your knees right there. Mm-hmm. Right mm-hmm. in front of the couch. Mm-hmm. Good girl. And honey, unzip those pants and show her what you've been hiding down there.
Oh, wow.
That's right. I did tell you he is very well endowed. And look how hard he's gotten just from listening to us talk like this.
Oh, wow. It's so thick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you want me to just start?
No. Take your time. Tease him a little first, sweetie. Mm. He's still not fully grown yet. We need to make sure you can take him all once he's fully erect.
You mean this isn't fully erect? Okay. How about if I just start kissing along the shaft? Like this.
That looks wonderful. How does it feel, honey? You like how Abby's lips feel, kissing the underside of your shaft like that? I can see you're getting harder. Go on, Abby. Don't be shy. Use your hands, too.
I can feel it. Getting stiffer. Twitching. Twitching in my hands. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're doing great, Abby. I think you've gotten him hard enough. Now it's time to see how well you can take him in. Mm-hmm. Go on. Wrap your lips right around the head.
Here it goes.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And now use your hands.
Yeah.
And just slide them down, right down the shaft. Mm-hmm. That's right. Take him just a little bit at a time. Then back up. Mm-hmm. Very good. And down again. Just try to get a little bit deeper each time. Oh, don't forget to breathe, sweetie. You like having this college girl's lips wrapped around your cock, honey? Does her mouth feel just so nice and warm? I bet it does. Just look at that sweet, innocent redhead bobbing up and down, taking you deep in her mouth. You want to know a secret, honey? However much you're loving this, I love watching it even more.
Wow. Okay. So how did I do?
Oh, you're doing so great, sweetie, but we're not done yet. We're going to need to see if you can take it all the way in, all the way to the base of that shaft.
It's so big, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I can fit it all in.
Oh, well, that's all right, sweetie. Thanks for coming in anyway. Do you need a ride home?
No, wait. I mean, I didn't say I couldn't. I'm not sure. Oh, I've never had someone as big as you before.
Yes. Okay. Well, the trick is to relax your throat. You might gag a little, but that's all right. Just find a steady rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. I think I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you want me to deep throat your cock, sir? I felt you twitch when I said that. I thought you'd like hearing me say it. All right.
Yes. Good. Girl, just like that. Just like that. Take him in nice and deep. Her lips are wrapped tight over that shaft. Sliding down the base. God, that looks amazing. Keep going, Abby. Suck that cock. Take him in nice and deep. Oh, that's right. That's right. Suck on my husband's thick, hard cock. Does that feel good, honey? Looks like she really can do it after all. But don't stop there, Abby. Don't stop. Keep sucking. We need to see how long you can go. Stamina is a key selection criteria. You like that, honey? Oh, look at sweet little Abby deep-throating your cock. Yeah, she's got your cock deep in her throat. She's gagging on it. Fuck, that looks good. Sweet little babysitter material. Oh, she sounded so shy and innocent in the interview, didn't she? But in just 5 minutes, she's on her knees sucking your cock like a slut. You like having this college slut suck you off? Yeah? Giving you a sloppy blowjob. All that spit running down her chin. She gags around your cock. You want her to make you come? You want to come in her mouth and make her swallow it? Or explode all over her face? Can you picture that cum spilling over her lips and down her chin, ruining all that pretty makeup? Oh, fuck, baby, I want to see that. Are you getting close? Yeah? Is everything all right, Abby? You were doing so well. Why did you stop?
It's okay. I just thought, this is kind of messy, and I didn't bring a change of clothes. So would it be all right with you if I take off my top?
Oh.
I just don't want it to get dirty.
Oh, of course, sweetie. Here, pass it here, and I'll fold it up for you.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Is that all right with you, sir? Oh, only if I take off my bra, too? Yeah, I thought you might say that. You're right. I wouldn't want to get it dirty either. There. There. How's that? You like looking at my tits, sir?
I know he does.
Can't stop staring at them, can you? Were you staring at them when I came in for the interview? Trying to picture what they looked like? Dressing me in your mind? That's okay. All the boys at college do too. I don't mind if it's someone like you, sir. Now, where were we?
Very, very good girl, Abby. Honey, isn't she showing such bold initiative? You're doing so well. That's right. Keep taking him in deep. Deep. Suck it all the way to the base and back up again. That's right. Use your hands, stroke him, and play with those balls while you suck on my husband's cock. You like that, Abby? You like having my husband's cock?
Yeah.
Do you like the way it tastes? You like giving my husband a blowjob while his wife watches you?
Yeah.
Does that turn you on? Oh, good girl, Abby. I bet it does. Keep sucking. It's going to get a bit rougher now. Is that okay, sweetie?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I can take it.
Oh, good girl. So, I'm just going to grab your hair and guide you now. That's right. Bobbing your head up and down, taking that lovely cock deep in your throat. Doesn't that feel good? Good girl. Oh, go on, honey. I can see you wanting to buck those hips. Go on. Don't hold back. Ah, you like that, sweetie? He's thrusting into your mouth. Just let him fuck your throat like a good girl. Keep thrusting, honey. Fuck that slut's face. Face fuck her. Fuck her mouth. Fuck her throat. Fuck. That looks so good. She's choking on your cock. Can you see her eyes watering as she gasps on your cock? Oh, all that mascara is running over her cheeks, but she wants to make you come. Oh, do you want to come, maybe? Are you watching her tits bouncing as she sucks you off? God, they look so good, don't they? Big and heavy. I bet you just want to shove your dick in between those huge tits and come all over her face. Would you like that, honey? You want to come all over the slutty college girl's face? Or deep in her throat? Make her swallow every last drop. Oh, come on, baby. I know you do. Fuck her mouth and come. Fucking explode inside her mouth. Picture it dripping over those soft, soft wet lips and over her tits. I know you want to come, baby. Fucking come inside her mouth. Come for me, baby. Come on. Come for me. Come in her mouth. Good girl, Abby. You did such a good job swallowing so much of it, didn't she, honey?
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you really made a mess on her, honey. Look at that. There's cum on her cheeks and dripping down her chin. Abby, why don't you come sit on the couch right here between us?
I've only swallowed one guy before. I hope I didn't disappoint you.
Don't be silly, sweetie. You did great. Oh, look at him. I don't think he's disappointed at all, do you?
No, I guess not.
Now, how about I clean you up? Come here.
Okay.
Starting with your lips. Your cheek. Down over your chin. Mm. Look at that, honey. Oh, you splashed it all over these beautiful breasts of hers. You want to watch me lick it all?
Mm. Mm. You like seeing your wife's mouth on my tits, sir? Mm.
He does. He loves watching me play with other women. Mm. Especially cute college girls like yourself. Mm. Mm. I think you're all clean now, sweetie. Mm.
So when do I start?
Start? Oh, your interview isn't even done yet.
But what else do I need to do?
You need to satisfy my husband, of course. Take a look. Does that cock look like it's finished to you? Feel it. Mm-hmm. It's still throbbing and ready to go.
Oh, holy. Oh, I can't believe you're still hard.
We didn't say this job would be easy. Why do you think we need to hire someone for it? If it was just one load, I could take care of it myself, but my husband is never ready to stop after just one round. He can come again and again. Sometimes it takes hours before he gets tired.
Well, you want me to take you in my mouth again, sir? Mm. I promise I'll swallow it all this time. Every last drop.
I think you've proven yourself when it comes to blowjobs well enough. Wouldn't you agree, honey? I know you could always go for more, but Abby, would you like my husband to fuck you now?
Really? You'd be okay with that?
You like him, don't you? And I bet you're aching to know how it feels to have that thick cock filling you up.
Oh, God. Yes, ma'am. But but I'm not on the pill, and I don't want to get pregnant. Mm.
All right. So what about if he just doesn't come inside you?
You promise?
Promise. Right, honey?
Oh, well, okay. As long as you don't come in me, then yeah, I want it.
Say it.
I want your husband to fuck me.
Tell him.
I want you to fuck me, sir.
Beg for it.
Please fuck me, sir. Yeah, I want you to fill me up with that thick, hard cock and fuck me.
Good girl. Look how he's already twitching just hearing you say it. Go on, baby girl. Get on your knees and lie down across my lap, right here.
You like my short skirt, sir? You like looking at my ass? Is it turning you on even more?
Here, let me just hike up that skirt to give you a better look. Oh, go on, honey. Pull those panties down over her thighs. No need to take them all the way off.
Well, can you feel how wet I am for you? I want to feel you inside me so bad.
Come on, honey. Don't keep the poor girl waiting. Put your hands on her hips. Look, oh, look, she's so ready for you. Can you feel that dick sliding up against your pussy, sweetie?
Yeah, I can. I want to feel you inside me, sir. Please. Please fuck me. Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
Yeah, honey. Slide that dick inside her. Yeah. Fuck that hungry wet cunt. You are stretching that pussy so wide. Does that feel good, baby girl?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, you like having your cunt stretched out by my husband's big, fat cock.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I bet you love to feel like a slut. To be stretched out by married cock while his wife watches. Oh, it's turning you on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Being fucked by my husband and knowing I'm right here watching the whole thing. Giving you permission. It makes you feel dirty, doesn't it? Acting like such a dirty slut.
Oh, fuck. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm a dirty fucking slut. Yeah. being filled up by your husband's cock. Fuck. It feels so good.
Oh, good girl. You're such a good little slut for us. Isn't that so hot, honey? Oh, she looked like such a sweet, innocent young girl when she came in this evening. Oh, I even thought she might be a virgin. Yeah. But now, look at her.
Oh my god. Yeah, fuck me. Oh, fuck, that cock feels so good. Fuck me harder. Yeah, fuck me harder.
Oh, who knew she'd turn out to be such a filthy little slut? Oh, it barely took any convincing for you to jump on my husband's thick, hard cock, did it, Abby?
Fuck. Yeah, I just want to be a good girl for you. Yeah, I just want to be a good girl.
Alan, you are being such a good girl, sweetie. A perfect little slut. Taking all of that cock. Just like we asked you to. Oh, go on, honey. Keep fucking her. Fuck her harder. That's right. Slam that thick cock into her. Make her take it all. Pound the slutty college girl's tight little cunt. Come here. Come here, baby. Kiss me while you pound into her.
I can feel you. Yeah, I can feel your cock pressed against my clit. Oh, it feels so good. Yeah. Fuck you, daddy. Yeah, fuck me hard. Fuck me harder, daddy. Yeah, fill me up. Yes.
You look so good filling her up like that. You like how she feels? Yeah? You like that hungry cunt gripping your cock tight as you plunge in and out of her? Does it feel good, baby? I love watching you fuck another girl like this. That pure animal lust in your eyes. That need to come. Oh, are you getting close, honey? Are you thinking about coming inside her? Remember, you have to pull out, honey. You promised. You promised not to come in her pussy.
No, fuck, shit. No, I don't care. No, don't pull out. Please, please don't pull out. Please, I want it. I don't want it to stop. I don't care if you come with me, daddy. Just please don't stop. Please don't stop fucking me. Please don't stop fucking me.
Oh, you heard her, baby. Don't stop. Here, grab her wrists. Hold her wrist tight behind her back and plow into her. Thrust that dick into that slutty wet cunt and fuck her. Oh, you like that, Abby? Oh, that's right. Scream into the cushions as my husband fucks you from behind. Feel that thick cock ramming into you, filling you up. Oh, yeah. He's going to come inside you. He is going to come inside you. You want that, Abby?
Yeah. Yes, God, yes. Please come with me. Yeah, fuck me, Dad. Yeah, put a baby in me. Yeah. Fuck my cunt. Come with your cum. Please, I want it. Please.
Oh, come on, baby. Come on, baby. Are you close now? I can tell you're close. Fuck her head. Come inside her. Come in her slutty babysitter's hot little cunt. She wants it so badly. I want it. I want you to erupt with your cock buried in another girl's cunt. Kiss me while you come inside her.
Fill her up. Fill her up. Fuck me.
Good girl. How does that feel, honey? Did our new babysitter do a good job?
Does that mean I got the job?
We'll have to talk it over first, but I think you made a very good first impression, sweetie. Now, do you need a ride home?
Give me a minute to get my things.
Oh, that's all right. Take your time getting dressed. My husband can drive you. That's all right, isn't it, honey?
Well, I'd like that a lot. And maybe if you're still not completely satisfied, I'm the girl for the job. I can convince you on the drive home.
You like the sound of that, honey. All right. Thank you for coming, Abby.
And thank you, ma'am. Oh, and thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. It's a long drive back to my house, but I'll promise I'll keep you good company on the way there.